SMG4 taking itself seriously. I know, it's a crazy concept. SMG4 taking itself seriously? That's unheard of. Now, when it comes to this, you either might like it or you hate it. When it comes to me, I'm kinda in the middle on it. So I'm here to answer a question today. A question that spawned it after seeing this. Is it bad that SMG4 takes itself seriously? Now you might think that the arcs were the beginning of this, but you're actually wrong. It all started with Tale of a Bomb. This video is different from your usual SMG4 episode. It took itself seriously, something that the series has never really done before. To give you a very quick summary of the plot, it is about a Bomb that escapes the factory that they came from, and gains a connection with King Bomb, becoming their kid. This video was released 11 years ago, and I'm not gonna say it's like high effort art or anything, but it is surprising to me that a kid was able to make this. I'm not sure how old SMG4 was when they made this, but it is surprising to me that they were able to pull something off. Like this. I feel like if this was made in the modern day of SMG4, it probably wouldn't be the same. This video just doesn't have the issues that SMG4 arcs suffer from. It just plays it straight. It tells you a story about a bomb that escaped the factory, and it gains a connection with King Bomb. I wouldn't lie to you when I say this, but this video kinda tugs at your heartstrings, and it just feels far more emotionally impactful. We get to see this bomb living his life with his dad, and when we get to the end of the video where his dad gets killed, there is an impact to it. I actually feel something after this, and it's just kinda sad. His dad goes out of his way to try to protect his son, but in the end, he also just gets killed. And that's the end of the video. That's how it ends. There's no happy ending to this video, which might actually be the only SMG4 video with not a happy ending. To add on to this not being a happy ending, we get to see the star after it got collected by Mario. It's only 6 minutes, but I think it's able to accomplish a lot in under that time. We get to see the relationship of King Bomb and his son, and they spend time together doing various things. He protects him, and eventually gets killed because of it. His son tries to run away and try to save himself, but he just gets killed by Mario. It just took itself straight. It decided to tell a serious story, which is different from SMG4, and it was almost kinda heartwarming, to be honest. And let me remind you that this was made by a kid. SMG4 was probably not that old when he made this. So as you see, the SMG4 arcs were not the beginning of this, so depending on how you feel, you might like storytelling in SMG4, or you might not like it. But here's the reason on why I think people might not be into this. It's something they're not used to. This is not the content they were watching when they were younger, and they're not used to it. Which I can kinda understand where these people are coming from. It's different. It's something that you just aren't into, and I can understand that. And change is a scary thing. You might not want it to happen, but eventually, it is gonna happen. You just can't stop it. But it has been shown to us that SMG4 can take itself seriously, but it only worked 11 years ago. When SMG4 does this nowadays, there's so many issues that you can point out, and I'm not gonna try to go through like the entire list of them, but a few consist of trying to take itself seriously but also have jokes in it, which is definitely something you can have in your serious story, but when you have it overtaking a serious scene, it just ruins it. Messy continuity and plot holes, and also characters getting killed when this problem could actually be prevented. I'm not gonna say that SMG4 and crew haven't tried to tell serious stories, but as they've been doing it, the execution just gets worse and worse. I guess at first the execution was alright, but as it's been going on, it just gets worse and worse somehow. You wanna know something funny? I find it very fascinating that this show, yes I know it's not like made by them, it's more like it's being funded, is able to balance its comedy and seriousness pretty well, but SMG4 suffers from this problem. Watching the third episode of Digital Circus made me realize this. So I guess I can answer the question, is it bad that SMG4 takes itself seriously? Not necessarily, but when it does, it has issues, and if it wants to, well, it might have to sacrifice an element that people might not like, comedy. If it wants to be serious, you're gonna have to do what this video did. But I don't know if they would want to fully commit to this. Maybe it could work for an arc, but then SMG4 fans might feel far more alienated than they already are. Like, it could work, but then you're gonna have that one side that's just gonna feel alienated. It's possible, SMG4 could tell serious stories, but that means sacrificing the comedy, and people might not like that. The balancing between the seriousness and goofiness of the arcs is not like the best, but I do think Tale of a Bomb does something I like. It seems like they're trying to take themselves a bit more seriously, but I'm not gonna hold my breath over it, cause I'm not really sure. I'm curious of what people are gonna think of this. Do you think SMG4 should just do an arc where it takes itself seriously? No jokes, just does a Tale of a Bomb and that's it. Or do you just think they should stick to what they're doing? Let me know, I want to hear what people think about this. So, I just thought this would be an interesting topic to talk about, and I'll see you guys next time, and bye.